In a surprise victory for supporters of gay rights, the Obama administration has said it will no longer defend the federal law that defines marriage as between one man and one woman. The administration says it will enforce the law, but won't fight any legal challenges to it. Instead, any defense would have to come from Congress. Eric Cantor is the number two Republican in the U.S. House. Tonight, he'll be addressing students at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government, but he joins us now by phone to discuss the Obama administration's decision. Majority Leader Cantor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
With the Obama administration now saying that it will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act, what steps, if any, will Republicans in Congress take to enforce the law?
I don't know how much precedent there is for a president to decide that he would not defend or uphold a law that was passed by Congress and enacted, signed into law by a predecessor of his. So this, in my mind, is a case of first impression, and we are looking at options of how to respond to a situation when a president decides he is not going to defend the law of the land.
How much pressure do you feel from constituents, from Republican voters, to go at this strongly?
Well, I think that what most Americans feel is that there is, we are a land of laws, and for a president not to uphold or want to defend the law, again, puts everything in question as to what it is we're about. And that is a difficult spot, I think, for any American to even conceive. And so that's why we are looking at ways in which to respond appropriately.
What if we were in a situation where instead of gay rights or gay marriage, the president was being asked to defend slavery or racism, and he said, I just can't do it? What if you frame it in those terms?
Well certainly those kinds of issues have been deliberated on prior, and the courts have taken action to overturn those laws. And again, we have a situation now that the law of the land is in place, and for the president to not be upholding the law that was duly signed into law, enacted, passed by Congress, is a situation that most of us haven't been in before.
Another issue, when Congress reconvenes from its President's Day recess next week, a big issue will be budget negotiations. You have a March 4th deadline for passing a budget. How confident are you that a deal can be reached?
Well, I'm hopeful that we can reach a deal, that we can continue the operations of government. And I think most Americans would also agree that their leaders can come together and rally around the spirit of trying to do more with less, that we cut spending, and we allow the government to continue to provide and to serve its function according to the voters and taxpayer will.
Eric Cantor, thanks for talking with All Things Considered.
Thank you.
Eric Cantor is the number two Republican in the U.S. House.